Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Give me a beat.
Yeah.
Which means a lot more in a cannery.
Yep. Context counts.
Completely different.
Yeah.
Location, setting.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Right. So we haven't talked in a long time.
Right. Yeah, it's been a little bit. Not even since we last recorded. It's just been a while since we spoke.
2 weeks, I would say.
About.
Where you been? What you been up to? Why you hiding?
I'm not hiding or anything.
You ashamed?
No, I'm not ashamed of anything.
Huh.
Yeah, it just worked out to where we didn't talk.
That's the biggest issue, is that you're not.
Oh, okay, yeah. See, that's the problem in these days. Not enough shame going around.
Right. Not at least not with you. Maybe yeah. With me.
No, you started school and stuff.
You have the right amount of shame.
Yeah.
I started school again. But then there's also the realization that I came to after my New Year's resolution. I was going to decide that I was going to eat less meat and just focus more on chicken and fish.
Right.
Until I realized that, you know, you can't really be healthier if you view fish as only an excuse to eat tartar sauce.
Ah, I see. So you're trying to launder the creamy stuff.
I guess, yeah. Basically what it is.
Right.
Know? So like it's an excuse to eat tartar or cocktail sauce.
Yeah.
That's when, you know, the actual food becomes the blank substrate upon which you apply the actual delicacy
right.
product.
Yeah. And like regular ass, like, oh, this is just some fish I cooked, is nowhere near as sauce capable, specifically the sauces that you described, as like a fried, like Scully's Catch of the Day kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the other thing. Yeah. I decided I wanted to eat more sweet potatoes. You know, they're healthier than regular potatoes. Like, you can just sub them out real easy. But then I discovered that doesn't work as well if you just view sweet potatoes as a vehicle for marshmallows.
Well, that's true. But here's the thing. Was that a long walk to get there, or was that real? You're going to eat more sweet potatoes.
No, that was a joke. I was just doing the same thing that you did, except crazier.
I wanted to talk about sweet potatoes because
sweet potatoes are good.
I bought a few the other day.
Yeah, they're good. They're a pain to prepare.
That's the problem right there. That's my point, is yeah. that sounds all well and good.
Right. Well, like slicing them is like slicing rocks is the problem, even with a good knife.
Kring! And hits, you know, it just slides through at the most random time and then clinks on the counter or whatever you're cutting on.
Right.
And it seems dangerous.
It definitely does. And, you know, I sharpen my knives. I have a little kitchen dingus that I run my knife through. You know, it's like a little $4, like it's got like a honing, like a honing rod and like a, you know, like the metals. Like, so I'm not working with a dull knife here. My instruments are my temple. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is real tough, you know, because like, I don't like a mushy sweet potato. I'd rather have like small little pieces to be like crispy, you know.
Can you bake one of them sons of bitches?
I think you can bake one of them sons of bitches, but like they also don't have like a skin, so I'd worry that they'd fall apart. Yeah, but also like I don't just like sit down and straight up eat a baked potato is the problem. So
I guess it's not that hard. You can actually just bake one. 45 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes for even the largest of potatoes.
Yeah.
Make sure you poke them with a fork and they go directly on the rack.
What happens if you don't poke them with a fork? Do they get up and start walking around?
You don't want to know what happens.
Do they sleep with your wife?
You ever read Indian in the Cupboard?
Oh, shit.
Yep. Oh, all those Indians die.
It gets up, walks over to that cupboard, goes through to the magical realm, and then, yeah, squashes them all.
He blows his brains out in the middle of your kitchen floor.
But the thing is, he doesn't stop screaming for several hours. So
he hangs himself from your vanity light.
He finds all the non-sweet potatoes and holds them hostage.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. So it's not hard. I'm just looking for an excuse not to do it.
Yeah. To each their own.
Yeah. Did you really make a resolution to, you know, eat more fish?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
All right.
So you were doing the same thing that I was doing.
Yeah, we were both goofing. We both made up a thing.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's been a while.
You did what I was doing.
Right. You even said as much.
Right.
Yeah.
You can admit it now, huh? Take two, he admits it.
Yeah, we had to retake something there because the computer stopped recording. Thanks for, you know, revealing.
Because Cole doesn't consider this a job. It's not important enough to actually take care of his tech.
Jesus Christ, Chris. I'm sitting in front of a $3,000 computer and you're saying I don't take this seriously?
You like this suit? It's a $6,500 suit.
Come on!
Come on!
Yeah.
Go ahead. It's the Cole podcasting equivalent to I have a black friend. We got one of them Jew lawyers.
Jesus Christ. I can't remember if we recorded before or after that, but what a fucking shameful saga that was. Yeah,
I was actually not trying to go back there, but
No, that's fine.
I just want to know if Terry Crews is running for president.
I really don't want a celebrity to run for president.
Why not? Maybe Terry Crews and Okra.
No, I think what I would like is a dedicated public servant with an understanding of the law. Is what I would like. It's what sounds good right about now.
Some policy conviction, perhaps.
Yeah. Something.
Able to spell policy.
Just a basic understanding, because our the current regime makes it way too hard to find stories for this show is the problem. We've alluded to this in the past that, like, oh yeah, it's, you know, the nature of what is basically the nature of what we cover on the show, you know, that kind of thing is it's a little bit in danger because of the eroding just sense of, like, what the fuck, like the stuff that that raises a what the fuck changes. And when I do a search for weird news, or when I go onto news websites and poke around to my usual warrants, it's all about this guy. The regular stuff is all about this guy, and the weird stuff is all about this guy. It's fucking everywhere.
Why can't we just get back to the piss sword stories, you know?
Right. Yeah. Just what I want, and, you know, eventually I'm going to have to be the one who makes this happen. What I want is for somebody to, you know, over the course of several days, piss into a mold of their own making, pop it in a gigantic freezer, preferably of the chest variety, a chest freezer, freeze it into a piss plate, go to a Walmart parking lot, and then do the needful. Make what needs to happen happen.
And then set it at that card table outside Walmart and raise money for veterans.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a cause. Mm-hmm. It's a cause of the thing, you know?
I'm gonna raffle off this piss sword. it's only good till spring.
Frosty the piss sword. It took so many lives. Yeah. Yeah, we just need piss swords is what we need. It's what we desperately need, and it's not really happening now. Mm. You know, and while we're getting meta, have you noticed this? Have you noticed when you're going to some of these sites? And, like, I spend a lot of time when I'm doing pre-pro for the show on, like, local news sites, which are almost always universally very poorly designed, and every single one of them pops up a little dingus in my browser that says, hey, would you like to be alerted when we update more?
They're trying to get you.
Yeah, they're trying to snare you in. They're trying to get a man on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say DACA?
I said got
ya.
You got got.
I got got. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah. DACA.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah. So we took a little break and we're back now with Vim
we
and
did.
Vinegar. What's that?
We did.
Oh, we didn't record for a while because of the holidays and stuff.
Yeah, holidays, right?
The last time we were scheduled to record was when I was up there for Christmas, and we were busy enough.
Yeah, life sucks.
Yeah. Wear a helmet. Yeah. You all right?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Good. It's good.
It's
all good.
Yeah. Hey Chris, what episode is this? 218.
It's episode number 218 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yeah, your name is?
I'm Chris.
My name is Cole, and we're here to entertain your asses. Got a lot of stuff.
I do too. Yeah. Got a lot done.
It's backed up is the thing. Yeah. I'm trying to decide if this is a positive. A positive move. Okay, so let me paint you a picture here. My big gift for Christmas this year was a new coffee maker. It's a very nice coffee maker, and the good thing is it's not like a glass carafe that sits on a heater and continues like cooking the coffee after it's made. It dispenses the hot coffee directly into a thermal carafe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a big old thermos, which means like when I go to record. You know, I have my 4-cup pot sitting right here. It's not like 4 mugs of coffee, but just whatever they call 4 cups. It's a real like buns and hot dogs problem there. And I get about 2.5 cups out of it, you know, so I can take this and set it at my desk and have my little thing of half and half here. And instead of getting up for a coffee break, I can just pour myself some coffee while you're talking and I'm not listening. I'm not sure if this is positive. I think that it's going to increase my coffee intake, if I'm being quite honest with you.
I think it will. I think your heart is going to not like you anymore.
Yeah.
Winter dryness.
Oh, are you trying out for an infomercial? Are you trying to slingshot yourself from podcasting to infomercials?
Yeah.
Oh, winter dryness is crazy. I've got a bad.
I'm trying to hold my phone and it just slides out like a bar of soap all the time. I need a crotch socket or whatever that thing is called.
One of those little dot things, like the pixels or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, whatever it is, it's called a pop socket, Cole.
What?
It's like a little thing that sticks to your phone, makes it easier for you to hold.
Right, because it gives you a peg to stick between your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know I got that dryness bad. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's come through because of the noise. No, it's an uphill battle is the problem.
Mm, man, and then you itch, and then you put the lotion on, and then the lotion burns.
Mm-hmm.
Cold lotion burned a baby.
Yeah, no, I use fragrance-free lotion, and that tends to not burn as much, which is good.
Mm.
I'm pretty close to eliminating all fragrances from my life. I think the only product that I have that has any scent to it, I've got some hand soap that is very mild. It is like sea minerals or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my shampoo has like a eucalyptus aspect to it, but that's because I like how that feels. It's cooling on my scalp.
Mm.
Yeah.
We know.
What? Oh, you know that I've eliminated my fragrances.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
You just have one last one to eliminate, and that's you.
and then nobody will be coming around no more.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you a story?
Yes, you may.
Okay. Justin Trudeau is the dude in Canada, right?
Handsome neighbor to the north, yes.
Mm-hmm. He's about to legalize marijuana by July for the entire country of Canada.
Okay.
Oh, there's one legislative obstacle left in order to make the law. And that is the infrastructure. Canadians approve for medical marijuana can already purchase it in the via government supported sites online. So you can buy your weed online. Okay.
Oh, geez.
And have it then delivered to them.
Oh, like an app. I know people who live like around DC who use apps. It's like Uber for weed.
Right.
It's like Budbur or something. Something really uninspired like that.
Yeah. So in trying to make the law, they've decided they want to be pretty comprehensive as far as the terms for marijuana.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So luckily, one of my sources for this pre-pro deal, they've sorted out the top nine weirdest.
The top nine weirdest terms for weed that are entered into Canadian national law.
Yes.
Oh, geez. I don't want to hear these be translated into French, too, because they have to do that.
No, they don't do that.
No.
But I am going to translate them into a quiz.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Okay.
All right.
Now the quiz is not done. This is live quizzing, okay?
Okay,
live. This is not written.
Oh, so this isn't just mind's eye. This is Chris coming up like mind's eye with a yeah.
All right, are you ready?
Mind's eye with pressure. One moment.
I'm going to give you two that are real on the list of the nine weirdest.
Okay.
Okay. One's not going to be.
Give me just one moment, okay? One moment.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Dank.
Okay, so dank referring to the substance as opposed to an adjective.
Dank Crippy. Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, it's too obvious.
All right. Shatter.
Okay.
Butter.
All right.
Lather. God damn.
See, the problem is I know shatter and butter, so.
B-U-D-D-E-R, you do?
No, I don't know B-U-D-D-E-R. I know.
Yeah, that's just what it is. Butter.
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 Yeah. So, wait, the parquet can mascot is getting in on this?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
All right, so I'm two for two right now.
Blammo. Boom. Or Earl.
Let's say Blammo.
God damn it. We need to write these out earlier.
Blammo, isn't that what the sportscaster, what David Koechter's character says in Anchorman? Whammy?
Nah, it's Whammo. Something like okay. Whammy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Blammo is something that Tina Fey says is Liz Lemon.
Ah, okay.
Blammo.
Yeah, okay, so I'm three for three.
Yeah, no, you won, so I don't even know what the point is. The other ones are perp, trees, and gangster.
Was one of those fake?
No, all of those are real.
Wait,
you beat the game. This didn't work out.
Okay, no,
this
it's
did
fine.
Not work out. I didn't go anywhere. I was dealing with bad material, and I had to talk to you.
Oh man. But that's a problem though, because purple is definitely a different substance.
Tell the kid the truth.
What are you talking about?
Those are lyrics, man.
From what?
I don't know. Tell the kid the truth. You was weekend.
Huh.
I don't know. I've heard it before.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Dr. Dre.
So it's but it is a song about that purple drink.
No, I don't think so. I think I just lost my mind. I think it's winter dryness.
I think it's winter dryness is what it is. Huh. Let's see here. Since we're talking about other countries, why don't we do this? And I'm sorry to make this about current events or whatever, but you know, it is absurd enough that, you know, the president called a good portion of the world shitholes, but an ongoing problem with, again, the current regime and the person at the head of it is how do you translate what he says? And this is a real problem, not just for that particular statement, you know, referring to shithole countries, right? But just in general, his cadence, his lack of ability to follow a thought, his made up words, things like that. It makes a real struggle for people who need to convey what the president of the United States is saying to other countries, because other countries watch us and they want to know. They kind of want to know what's up, because we tend to go around fucking stuff up. So in particular, you know, we know the story. Trump recently called a bunch of countries shitholes, a bunch of countries with the problem shitholes, and denigrated their entire populations. But shithole is not a universally translatable thing, right? Like, just a hole in which one shits is not necessarily going to go to different countries. So there's found an article that gathered a whole bunch of examples of how that statement was translated. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, like in the Netherlands, it was like Achterlich, London, or maybe, so you're really backwards. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. It's backwards. And Iran, I'm not going to try and pronounce that. Toilet hole countries. Okay, makes sense. Haiti, one of the countries in question, was true à merde, which is hole of shit. Hole of shit. Okay. And we're getting to some other weird stuff. Like Finland, it was like Persla Pemat, asshole countries, which is, I mean, like, that's, I mean, okay, fine. Shithole. You could could be the ass. El Salvador, agueros de mierda, fuckholes. Okay. Then you get to the weirder ones, which is something like, let's say, oh man, there was one of these. You've got South Korea, Goji Seogul, which is beggars haunts. Okay. So yes, we do not want to bring them from these beggars' haunts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that was what country?
That was South Korea.
It was not Transylvania.
No, Taiwan. They say Nao Bu Sheng Dan Le Nao Bu Sheng Dan De Guo Jia, which is countries where birds don't lay eggs.
Okay.
Okay. Again, getting kind of poetic, getting a little.
People do.
Oh my god, that'd be fucked up. We just make omelets out of people eggs. And then finally, the one that really brought the one
found
that,
the house.
the one that brought all this to my attention was Croatia, which translated the term as Vukojebina. I don't know a Croatian like accent. So I'm sorry. I said that because I'm unsure.
Okay.
Which is used to refer to like the idea of like middle of nowhere, which doesn't really get at what Trump was saying about those countries and their people. But there are there's a more literal translation for that that is more colorful. And again, this is just about the best. Vukojebina. Which is also known as the place wolves like to fuck.
Oh, God.
Why are we bringing all these people in from places wolves like to fuck? So I just wanted to share that with you. There's a global perspective. The whole world is watching, and they're coming. They're trying to map. Just trying to get anything, any idea.
I don't know. Why have we done this to ourselves? I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yeah.
What will we do when we look back on this? This live episode of House of Nards.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Okay, that's very good. That is very good. I don't know. Like, you know, we're going to be left holding the bag for this, and our generation is going to have to answer for this pretty much for the rest of our lives, probably.
It's a good thing. Wow.
What?
No, it's a good thing I'll be holding the bag, because I've been in the bag for most of it.
Well, no, you cut back and stop drinking at like the worst possible time to cope with all this.
No, literally, I've been trying to figure out how all these fucking kids are asphyxiating themselves with shopping bags, because I put them on my head and I don't fucking die. I keep waking up.
Paper bags are not like, yeah, paper bags are not what you want to do. If I'm being honest with you.
Good point.
Yeah.
I'm emailing my eulogy.
Yeah.
My eugoogly. Now, speaking of tragic death, I've been having this horrible feeling about carbon monoxide poisoning.
Okay.
And it's been very, very powerful. And this is not leading to a story, just so you know.
Okay.
This is leading to a personal story, because this is real. And I mean, it was powerful enough that, like, it nagged at me. And it made me, like, I need to buy one. You know, you keep telling yourself, you know, next time I'm out, I'm going to get one.
Yeah, they're like $12.
So yesterday, I did it. I went to the store and I stood in front of the rack of options.
Okay.
And I made some decisions initially based upon, that seems really expensive. For some options, right?
Right. So, that was a good thing. Like, this one costs a lot, so it must be the best.
Well, no, it was not. It was like, there's no way I'm spending that much on this.
Oh, okay.
And so I picked up the smoke detector and carbon monoxide detector combo pack.
Right.
It was like, you know, the price of one and blah, blah, blah. And I started to walk away and I was thinking, man, you know, buying the bottom shelf carbon monoxide detector did not make my stomach feel better about this issue.
But the
there was no solace in purchasing the cheapest fucking carbon monoxide detector on the shelf. The one that they couldn't give away on its own, so they had to put a smoke detector with, did not make me feel better about going to sleep. This is odd.
The one that is just a box with a fucking canary in it.
This is the one.
How much did you pay for it?
No, I didn't actually make it out of the store with them.
Okay, good. So you
got halfway through the store. And I realized that my stomach did not feel better.
So then you turned around.
So then I turned around and I went back and I spent legitimate money on four of them.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's like one for your basement, one for your kids' room, one for your room, one for the kitchen,
one for the living space.
Yeah. Look at the kitchen. The kitchen's adjoined.
Any place you could like maybe just, you know, pass out.
Right.
So I guess the bathroom, given my track record.
Right.
Between the kidney stones and the benders. Right. I mean, the bends. The bends does make you throw up and pass out in the bathroom, right?
Yeah. But usually you have to be near a dock when that happens.
Jitters full.
Yeah, exactly. What I was saying at the beginning of that story was like, that would be very unlikely, very unlike you. To walk to a store, look at a shelf full of options and say, oh, this one's expensive. I'm going to get this one because it's good.
Right.
And it's not in your character. I'm happy that you stopped yourself. I'm very happy that you stopped yourself before you got out of there, because that definitely would have continued to torture you, I think.
What? Seeing your daughter grow up? $29.99. That's a ripoff.
Yeah, I've got one of those. It's a talking one.
Being buried with your daughter? $29.99?
Hey, you can save money. Joint coffin. Yeah.
Do they make a gallon and a half Ziploc bag?
Yeah, that's well, that's good. No, I feel like I've got one of those.
You ever try to put a gallon worth of liquid in one of those gallon bags?
No, difficult. I haven't. I think when they say it's a gallon, it's like, oh, you know, it's like a theoretical gallon. Have you actually done that?
I've tried.
just like were you in full on Consumer Reports mode? Like, wait a minute, we call these gallon bags, but.
Well, it's kind of like you just say, well, my stomach's the size of my fist. I doubt it, because that sandwich is bigger than my head.
Right, but the thing is, stomachs stretch.
Okay. Well, bags don't, I can assure you.
What was your testing apparatus? What was your...
A lab. Rented a lab.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you got to take it seriously.
Rented a film crew. Ran out of money.
Yeah. There's no show on the air called Mythbusters anymore. Come on.
No, I don't know.
The market is primed.
One of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I actually haven't tried. I tried the quart.
Easier, yeah. You got to start at scale and then move it up.
Right.
Yeah. So you mentioned, hey, did they sell gallon and a half size baggies? I presume for your ashes, for your remains, your cremains. Right. I've got a story.
Yeah,
for
in
you.
My job, that's the hardest thing to. There's two things about dealing with death in my job.
Okay,
as I'm dealing with like newly bereaved families and you know widows and stuff, and I don't know what to say. So you're dealing with a woman who's you know maybe been married to the guy for 60 years, and then do you still call her Mrs.?
Right.
I you know, because you're trying to be respectful of the old lady or whatever, you know, you're not going to call her, hey, you old rusty nail snatch. Yeah, rusty. I don't know, you know, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, you don't say, oh, look at the new spinster. Look at her.
But you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, because if you call her Miss, then they can get offended. Well, I was married to Russell for 67 years. But then if you call him Mrs., then it reminds them that Russell's, you know, he ain't coming here no more.
Right.
And so you don't know. And then the other thing is, what do you call the you know, have you buried him? Is usually the default, not, you know, have you buried the body? You know, like you just like close the blinds. What have you done with the body?
Right, right. Have you buried the body? You mean the Stephen King novella that was turned into Stand By Me? Or right. What are you talking about?
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. So you don't know. You don't know. And then cremains or, you know, what do you, the ashes, the.
Yeah.
There's just words.
I mean, I think that is why, you know, and I'm not saying you're not a person who doesn't deal with this, that is why people in industries like the funeral industry, the medical industry, they have a very rigid taxonomy about that stuff. Like, oh, it's never, he died. It's like, oh, we lost him. You know, or he's passed or something like that. I think that they pick a lane and stick with it. Consequences be damned, almost, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So that means your problem
it's
for
like
being upset.
Personalizing the whole thing.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, tell me I don't care about your husband.
Yeah, so.
I've held his bleeding anus in my hand.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, is his carcass still up and walking around? Like,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. What I would say is standardize it and put it on a pamphlet, like put it in writing in that way. Just like, hey, sorry if you're upset. Here, these are them's the rules. That's what I have
Here's
to do.
Here's a pamphlet about how to deal with me.
rules for talking to introverts. Yeah. But speaking of cremains, stuff like that, and you, one of your hobbies is thrifting, right?
I still try. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you like going with your daughter.
We go to the stores.
Yeah. You
seems just... like there's less and less that's actually good there. So I don't know if I'm changing or if the quality of shit is declining or becoming less relevant to my whim.
Right. Right. So for the purposes of the story, though, that is still something that you've been interested in doing in the past.
It is still relevant to me and likely to our times and listeners.
Okay.
I suggest you proceed.
All right. right. So there's a woman in the Boston suburb or nearby town of Plymouth who bought kind of like an ornament, like a decoration, this blue glass heart for $2.99. Okay.
$2.99. I don't know, because it's in Boston. See how I was trying to do Kennedy, but.
No, you're doing Australia. You're doing the Outback thing, right?
$2.99.
Yep, there you go. That's closer. That's closer.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No, so she gets it. She hangs it up where she does, you know, dishes, and she stares at it. she's had it for a little while.
Longing for a life that doesn't so closely resemble her own.
Yep.
What was it? A blue what?
It's like a blue heart kind of thing.
Blue heart, okay.
Yeah, blue heart has some like silver embellishments on it.
They're actually already shooting that for Lifetime.
The blue heart.
Blue heart.
Yeah.
That on the windowsill that she would look at every time she was beaten.
Well, it's about to get more morbid than that because she took a closer look at it, got her daughter involved, said, "Hey, does that look like ashes to you?"
Oh, no.
Yeah. So daughter puts it up on social media like, "Hey, we were at this store. We bought a container that has some ashes in it. If this is yours and you want your husband back, let me know." There's a quote here. "It's beautiful. It must have a story. So that's my goal, to find out where and who this belongs to. It'll be fun seeing what happens. And hopefully someone comes forward and says, yes, this was my grandmother or grandfather." Why are you so down for this? Because from my perspective, you just invited a curse into your home.
I don't think it's the monkey paw, Cole.
I mean, it's bones, though. It's bone dust.
Not the golden arm.
Mm.
It's bone dust. What are you, like a monster truck guy? Bone dust.
Sunday.
Bone dust.
Yeah. Signing autograph, $5.
Nah, with driver Harry Ross.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was pretty, so maybe it was meant. What?
I don't know. I was just thinking about the driver's name's Pube Pile.
Pube Pile, piloting bone dust.
Oh, well. Piloting? You going to the sky?
I just thought it was pretty, so maybe it was meant to come here. Who knows?
Mm.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I mean, it's nice. They're reaching out.
I suppose. Yeah.
People do weird stuff with cremains.
Yeah, I suppose. They turn them into diamonds.
Diamond.
You know that, right? Like you can get your cremains compressed out into a diamond.
Like Ditka chews on it for a while and then you get a...
Oh, yeah.
Diamond. A diamond. So are you familiar with a British surgeon who may or may not have been laser inscribing his initials into the livers of patients?
No.
Yeah. He was doing the equivalent of Brooks was here on people's organs.
You're a loose cannon, Niles.
It was only found when another surgeon named Red had to do a follow-up surgery.
Yeah.
Which he added Red. What was it?
Red, what did you say? Red was too,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, no, he just decided while he was in there, he was going to, and this all happened back in 2013, 2014. He finally got brought onto his charges and everything. And he was, because it didn't actually harm the function of the liver, he got 120 hours of community service and a $14,000 fine. But he is still practicing, still has a license.
Oh, good.
Now he's working as an anesthetist at a different hospital.
Yeah. Oh, no, I fucked up putting in the needle. Oh, I fucked up putting in the needle again, until he eventually just spells out his name.
Yeah. So the hospital that he did this at actually released a statement that said while he being the doctor, made a mistake in the context of a complex clinical situation, we can reassure his patients that there was no impact whatsoever on the quality of his clinical outcomes.
So mistake implies a whoopsie.
Well, I think that's just the strict, what was the word you used? Taxonomy.
Right, right.
You know, let's just focus on clinical outcomes.
What are our KPIs here?
Yeah, I realize I stabbed you in the middle, but you did get off, right?
This has been Those Damn Roskits.
Hey, Chris, do you want me to tell them what they can do? Yeah. So we have Patreon for the entire network here. Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. That is a great way to support the network and the different kind of stuff that we do. For me personally, I stream video games, doing that more often now. twitch.tv/duckfeedtv, primarily horror stuff, but going to be branching stuff out. It's a fun time. Come out, say hi. Follow on Twitch to get notifications. It is fun, and Chris is rolling his eyes at that.
What is it?
Streaming video games.
Come on out. You're implying you're leaving your home.
No. People come in. There's a chat room, and there's back and forth, and people share their. It's like a little room, you know.
Yeah, it's a real meetup.
Swing on by to say hi.
Come on in.
Come on in for me. I'm here.
All right.
Okay. Sorry, America.
Sorry.